It's definitely a big difference. Towards the end of the season, it started to feel a little bit better, but I'm not going to say it was 100%. But I just did what I could last year and tried to help this team as much as possible. This year, I'm more of a vocal point as far as the starting lineup is concerned. And I'm worried about that right now.
Have you ever dealt with an injury that nagged you that long, in college and things like that, to that degree?
Well, you've been playing football as long as I have. I mean, you're going to roll an ankle here or there, you know. That particular ankle injury, I didn't know it was as severe as it was. I mean, until, like, obviously I was going through it for a length of time. But it was just an ankle injury, and that's over with, so I'm not really worried about that.
Going into this year with the health being that it is, I mean, I got to imagine the confidence is also knowing that you're fully capable of doing what you know you can do.
Right.
It's got to be easier to have that confidence.
The confidence, yeah, but it wasn't that I didn't have any confidence in myself. It was confidence in the defense, you know, not understanding why I had to be somewhere, not just because I was just doing it, understanding what other guys were, jobs, expectation was on the defense. So it's not really I didn't have any confidence in myself because I always had that. It was just confidence in the defense that when executed right, it's effective.
What kind of expectations do you have for yourself?
I just answered that question, but
you
popping in. The sky's the limit for me, I believe. And as long as I take the coaching, which I will, and understand the defense, it's not just my position and what other guys are doing around me. I think that helped me make more plays.
Does having played a lot of defense again last year help you with that running with other people?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it does. Even at times last year, I even had to juggle between, depending on like Pick's injury for a couple of weeks, so I was starting nose, and when he came back, I was at end. So just the schematics point, I got that.
I feel like I need to apologize for showing up late if I ask a question that's been covered already now. Mike just told us, and maybe this has been covered, that Johnny is going to be excused from the minicamp next week. I'm just wondering from a purely football perspective, with you and Pick and Mike Neal now and Jerry, do you guys feel like you're in a position that if you don't have him when the season starts, that you guys can handle it? Because he was a good player for you guys last year. I would think there's at least some void if you don't have him.
The question seems like it's twofold. You said something about minicamp. You said something about not having him. Which one is it?
Well, you're not going to have him for minicamp for sure.
Right.
And there's a possibility he's not going to be here for the first day of training camp.
Right.
The trial starts.
Right.
So you might not have him when the games start to count either.
I mean, myself, I'm in no position to really talk about that, having a two-week holdout last year. I mean, guys, I don't know if they said that same thing about me, but Johnny, like you said, he's a good player. I mean, the defense is not totally new to him, so he won't have a problem catching up. You know, like right now, our install is a little bit bigger than it will be come game time, so it's not as big of a load mentally on us. So I think Johnny, I wish the best for him. God bless him, but I don't think that'll be a problem for him.
I thought Pickett was a pretty good nose. He told me before you'll be a better nose. What do you think, when you hear that?
Well, I think I just a classy guy, you know, just saying the right things, you know. I mean, that's yet to be determined, obviously, from a production standpoint. But I appreciate, you know, the confidence in me. And I believe I will be a pretty good nose.
You listen to these older guys pretty well?
Yeah, also, yes.
And why?
Why? Because I was always told that to be a better listener than a talker. You know, when you listen, you gain a lot more than from talking. And I just always believed in that. And I know what they're talking about. These are guys that are productive players in this league. You know, and they were the leaders on the number one rush defense, number two overall defense. So from an experience standpoint and a schematic standpoint, they know what they're talking about.
You know, Clay has talked about taking on more leadership role.
Right.
Are you now in a position to take some measure of leadership on? Or
definitely. Coach Turco sat me down when they first drafted me, and he gave me his expectations for me. And he knew it would come over time, you know. Obviously, coming off 2 week holdout, I'm in no position to lead, you know, but he knew it would come over time. The more plays I made, how guys see me, how hard I worked and everything like that, and it came. And I think the time is now. Clay understands that, too. That's why he probably said that.
I feel like you're more of a vocal leader or somebody that's trying to, you know, really buy
example? I think it comes, a lot of times you need both, a little bit of both. But I want to lead more by example than by words. And like I said, I'll just come with times. I mean, everyone's rah-rah now, no pads on, you know. But we'll see what happens when the season comes around.
Is there a process of learning to be a leader? Because I would think Pick would be a really good person to learn from.
Learning to be a leader? I mean, Some people might learn to be a leader, but no, not necessarily my point. I just feel like the type of sport we play, you know, when guys see you doing the right thing and see you productive on the field, naturally they're going to look to you for leadership in clutch situations. I mean, because leaders aren't really defined when everything's going well. It's always when things are bad that you look for a leader. That's what I'm going to try to be.